From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the 5 things you need to know for Monday, May 6th. The Israeli military is urging about 100,000 people in Gaza to evacuate parts of the city of Rafah, signaling an imminent incursion there. This morning, residents have been told to reach what's being called a humanitarian area as part of what Israeli forces say is a limited-scale operation. CNN's Nick Robertson has more on what could happen.
What appears to be potentially happening right now is exactly what we've witnessed the IDF do prior to their previous incursions, which is drop flyers, make announcements to people in certain sectors of towns to and cities to evacuate immediately for their safety. But what we've seen in previous military operations, when the IDF announces to the civilian populations that they need to get out of the way and avoid these military zones where there will be military operations underway, civilians have invariably been caught up and killed in the targeting of sites where the IDF says it's going after Hamas.
This comes after Israel shut down Al Jazeera's operations in the country yesterday and seized some of its communication equipment.
If you're watching this pre-recorded report, then Al Jazeera has been banned in the territory of Israel.
The Qatari-based news network called the closure of its offices in Israel a, quote, criminal act, while critics say the move was a dark day for democracy. Meanwhile, tensions remained high on some American campuses as graduations took place this weekend. Pro-Palestinian protesters were removed from the University of Michigan's main commencement ceremony after briefly interrupting the event, while Chicago police were called to DePaul University to deal with a large demonstration. The University of Southern California had already canceled its main commencement ceremony, and police cleared out a protest encampment there without making any arrests. CNN counts that more than 2,200 people have been arrested on campuses since April 18th, with most protesters calling for their schools to divest from entities that they say support or benefit from Israel's war in Gaza. Search and rescue teams continue to work in Texas after flooding hit parts of the state. And it's now turned deadly after the body of a young boy was recovered from floodwaters near Fort Worth. An official says hundreds of people have been rescued from homes and vehicles in Harris County, with evacuation orders and flood watches in place as more rain fell on the state yesterday. But as CNN's Rosa Flores tells us, rescuers say some people are refusing to leave.
We were on this airboat, we were going over fences, over mailboxes, and the first responders, sometimes they stretch their arms towards individuals, telling them that they can rescue them. A lot of the times, individuals deny that help. They say that they want to stay in their homes.
Mexican authorities have confirmed that 3 bodies found are those of 2 missing Australian men and an American. Officials yesterday said they had gunshot wounds to the head and were found dumped in a well. As well, that relatives of American Jack Carter Road and Australian brothers Jake and Callum Robinson identified their bodies. 3 Mexican citizens previously questioned in relation to their disappearance have been arrested on suspicion of kidnapping. Coming up, some retailers have cut prices after consumers have been holding back. A slew of retailers have announced price cuts recently, trying to get consumers to spend. It comes as inflation has pushed prices higher for the past 2 years, squeezing Americans and forcing them to choose between wants and needs. Sarah Wyeth with S&P Global Ratings says consumers across income levels are looking for deals, as prices of some items have risen 20 to 30% higher than they were a year ago, and incomes have failed to keep up. That's a problem not just for individual shoppers or even big retail chains, but for the whole American economy, of which about 2/3 comes from consumer spending. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.